at my very good friend and compadre Buddha Magnet's house, the creator of the interminable boobase.com. That's BOOBASE.com. It is the new way to discover booze from people you don't subscribe to. So instead of just sitting and watching the homepage, waiting for something interesting to pop up, go there, search for something that interests you, and up it will pop. Finally, an application that makes use of the until now useless tagging system on Audioboo. No, I'm not insulting them. I love Audioboo. I am Audiobooing right now.
That's true.
So I love Audioboo. I think it's a fantastic service. I would pay money for the application if it allowed me to queue up booze to upload later. In fact, I'd pay money for this application, actually, as long as it wasn't any more than a quid. Because I don't use it that often. Well, I do. Anyway, moving on. I'm drinking a beer. It's called Dark Lord. It's a dark ruby beer made by Bateman's. Clearly independent since 1874. It is a 5% volume, and it has... Oh, it appears to have a Frenchman on the bottle. Some guy riding a black horse Tom. With a black hair.
That's Black Tom.
Black Tom, is he French?
On the back.
Dark, delicious and delectable. Bateman's, one of the few remaining family brewers, red uppercase letters there, has been brewing since 1874 in their old windmill on the bank of the River Steeping, and they still put quality before economics. The result is contained in this bottle. Dark Lord is brewed to commemorate Black Tom, who fought in the Battle of Winsby, which took place in Lincolnshire during the English Civil War. That well-known Battle of Winsby that everyone's heard of. Yeah. Is Winsby even a real place? The description of this beer has been done independently by Roger Protz, the world-renowned beer writer. What is a beer writer? What do they do? Roger was Glenfiddich Drink Writer of the Year, 1996. What is a drink writer? And is author of 300 Beers to Try Before You Die. Dark Lord is rich and spicy in flavour. The hop grist adds a hint of citrus to complement the roasted malt character. As it contains no fish-based findings, it is vegan-friendly. If I ever found out that a beer I was drinking contained fish, I would be hugely upset. Dark Lord is an ideal companion to cheese and red meat dishes, especially pies, due to its full body bringing out the flavours. Pies! If you like pies, drink Dark Lord. From Bateman's, they tend to write in red uppercase a lot. Short addendum, Rachel, Buddha Magnet, Buddha Nurse, is eating from a plastic pot. Fresh food, mind, she's just cooked it. I would understand if it was yesterday's leftovers, but it's not. Fresh cooked, seafood of garlic and radish,
chili,
chili ginger, lime, out of a Tupperware box. These country folk.